All right, welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, October 22nd, 2012. Tonight's call, we're going to feature some guest speakers, Tom and Jennifer Worth. They're executive direct jobbers with AMSOIL. Met Tom and Jennifer at an AMSOIL university a couple years ago, and we became friends, and we talk and visit with each other every once in a while. They are in the David Bell team. Wanted to have Tom and Jennifer on tonight to talk a little bit about racing and as well as their AMSOIL business and so forth. It can be kind of a little interview process and see what they're doing and maybe some ideas that can help you with your own personal AMSOIL business. So, Tom and Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, we are.
We're here.
Okay, great, great. Appreciate you guys getting on the call tonight. This is exciting. My first, one of our first big interviews, big important people in AMSOIL, executive direct jobbers. You guys earned a great title, and I know you work hard at your AMSOIL business. And I just wanted to appreciate you guys coming on the call tonight.
Thanks for asking us.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Hey, well, great, great. I know you guys were, I asked you earlier in the year, and you were busy with your racing that you were doing. I know you guys work full-time and race amateur racers or pro racers, really, but you're working full-time and doing the racing on the weekends. So what type of racing do you guys do?
We have a modified four-wheel drive pulling truck that we run. I used to run on a region national level, which was five states, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, and Kentucky. And the last couple years, we've been staying mainly in Michigan. We go out, venture out into Indiana and Ohio a little bit. But we're running with the National Truck and Tractor Pullers Association and run just sanctioned events and doing what we love to do.
Well, cool. I'd like to see you guys in person one of these days. I get up that way. Well, just to get our little our whistles wet or whatever you want to call it, how many horsepower does that truck make?
I'm running a 645 cubic inch alcohol injected. It's based on a big block Chevrolet, and it's making about 1,350 horse, naturally aspirated.
Holy smokes. Wow, I can imagine what that thing's like going down the track. I'm sure you'll get into more of that later here in a few minutes when we get into the racing part. But let's just learn a little bit about you guys personally, Tom and Jennifer. So Tom, what is it that you do for your full-time job?
40 hours a week. I work for a university as a mechanic on everything that the school actually owns. Anywhere from mowers up to, we've got dump trucks, loaders, buses. We service everything out of the shop that I'm in.
Oh, wow. How long have you done that?
I have been there for 23 years.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you've had a lot of experience then in the mechanic. Do you run the shop? Are you just a mechanic? Or how does that go?
Well, there's two of us full-time mechanics, and then we have students that work for us. We mainly run the shop, but that's not really our title or anything. We have another person that schedules work, and that's about as far as that goes. So if you ask Ferris, do I run the shop? No, but that's what we do.
Okay, okay. And Jennifer, I know you've got a job too, so you guys both work full-time, and I know you have a couple younger children. So what do you do for a living, Jennifer?
My 40-hour week job is an insurance salesperson. I work for a State Farm insurance agent, which keeps me very busy. And, yes, we do have two girls. One is 17 and one is 11. And that's
wow.
Another job itself.
Yeah, really, three full-time jobs, plus your AMSOIL business and your racing. Wow. Do you guys ever sleep?
Last night between 1 and 6 this morning, I did sleep.
Well, you guys were coming back from all that fun you were having in Chicago at the Amsoil open house down there, and we'll get to that here in a little bit too. But so anyhow, I forgot to ask you, where do you all live at?
We're in Michigan, in central Michigan, kind of right in the middle of the mitt, in a town called Big Rapids. Fair State University is our biggest employer here in town. And then other than that, it's kind of semi-industrial rural, a lot of farms up this way.
Okay. Well, excellent. Now, I think the number one Amsoil guy is from Michigan. I thought he had the whole state covered up. Is there any customers left up that way?
There is a bunch of customers left up here. We run into, we have run into some of Dave Mann's customers, but they seem to be concentrated in the northern part of Michigan, kind of where we're at. You know, it's still wide open for everyone.
I'm sure it's probably wide open on your street, my street, Dave Mann Street, with less than 1% of the cars on the road using Amsoil, you know, less than 10% of the world using synthetics. So the entire world is really wide open. But, anyhow, it's just kind of the thing. So what got you guys interested in Amsoil?
Well, back when I first built my pulling truck, a friend of mine brought me a case of gear lube and said, this is what you need to run in the rear end. And that was 18, 19 years ago or so. And I've been running Amsoil on the rear ends of the pulling truck since I first built it. I have never in that many years what we call stripped a ring and pinion. I've broken axles. I've sheared the rivets off that hold the ring gear to the carrier. I broke about every part in them as far as just physically breaking parts. But the parts where the lubrication has to protect the bearings and the ring and pinion, I've never taken one out.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. I've seen pictures of different gears, that, especially in the type of loads you're doing, the heat just kills them.
I've watched competitors of mine put 2, 3, sometimes 4 ring and pinions in the rear end in a year. And like I say, in that many years, I have changed the rear end that I used to run, you know, from years ago because I broke too many axles. I got tired of breaking axle shafts. But people, it's hard to believe that I've run that many years and I have never taken a ring and pinion out, and I have not.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. So you ran Amsoil like 18 years ago, and I know you haven't been dealers for that long. So how'd that come about?
Well, we went to, it's called, anyone in the racing industry is always should know the PRI show, the Performance Racing Industry Show. That used to be held in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's now held in Orlando, Florida. But we were down there for the show. And basically it's a huge closed industry show for racing teams, sponsor, all that kind of stuff. So we were walking around the show and looking at stuff, and we came around the corner and we saw an Amsoil booth. David Bell and his wife Carol were there. And Tom's like, you know, I've never been able to find that since I originally had it, and I need to get some of that. So we walked over and, you know, talked to David for about, 3 seconds, I think, and he had an application in our hand and all the information, and just that quick. It went in the bag with all the other stuff, and about a year later, Tom found the application and said, you know, I'm going to send this in. And he just signed up for the dealer program, and that's just kind of how we got started. But Tom is a mechanic. He was very skeptical of the claims in the catalog. So he went and started testing everything in our own vehicles, put everything in our personal vehicles and changed things kind of in increments and in steps to kind of watch the fuel economy and see what was happening. And then he went to AU for the first time back in 2006 and... No, 2005, I guess it was, 2005 wow. That he went and got the rest of the story from the company right there at AU. And within that next year, we made DJ.
Wow, that's incredible. So you had the application plastered around somewhere for a year. That's kind of, it gives everybody hope that goes and does shows and hands out their literature and all that stuff, you know. A year later, somebody's going to actually fill out the application and send it in. That's pretty cool. I think I don't know if I ever even knew that story from you guys. So that's, I like that.
The very first time I told David Bell that story, I reminded him of it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you're one of those." He thought it was pretty funny too, because he had forgotten that it was a year later that we actually sent it in.
Wow. Yeah, I've had a couple of those lately that have been risen from the dead that haven't ordered in so long, and then all of a sudden they show back up. You know, how does that work? But that's okay. So you guys have been dealers since 2005 then, or 2004?
2005.
And then you made direct jobber in 2006, correct?
I went to AU the first time in May of 06.
No.
I believe.
This is the 40th, so 5 years ago. Yeah, May of
2008 would have been the last convention.
Yep, so May of 06, I went to the first Amsoil University. And
okay.
Then before we went back to the next Amsoil University in 07, we were direct jobbers.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you guys worked at it pretty hard then.
We started doing a few trade shows, some smaller ones, and took a couple of, you know, that would be what we call medium size now, and started building our base of customers. And, yeah, we were part of that statistic that they talk about, 30% are likely to become a direct jobber within the year. We did. So... And Jennifer did not go to the first Amsoil University with me. She went to the second, and so we've just been building since then.
Well, good. Man, it just shows you that you're working 40 hours a week, both of you guys, but you guys work your business together, is that correct? I mean, you don't just, Tom just doesn't go out and work it, and Jennifer stays home and watch the kids. You guys kind of do it together, don't you?
We do. We try very hard. Since I have the technical sales background, I'm very comfortable talking to people and starting conversations and asking questions. And when it gets technical, you know, there is a certain percent of people out there that start asking very technical questions that I can't answer. and then I'll turn it over to Tom to talk. But there's not too much that I can't answer, thanks to Amsoil University and all the training that us.
Yeah. Well, good. That's excellent. So we talked about how quick you made it to DJ, which was 1 year after you went to Amsoil University, and really about 2 years after you started your business. But what's your primary method of building your business? I mean, what really do you guys focus on the most?
I would have to say it is trade shows. We kind of try and build a very balanced book, but trade shows seem to be our biggest place where we get the most customers and the most for our advertising money. And we have a tendency to do what they call closed shows, mostly primarily in the racing side of things, but we do the Mid-America Truck Show, which is a trucking industry show. The IMIS, which is the International Motorsports Industry Show. We've done some motorcycle shows, little expos, like a green technology show, which was put on by a local high school group. And so we try and stick, you know, to our comfort zone, but we've kind of branched out a little bit and did a few different things.
We're all concentrating pretty heavy on communication and staying in truck. Or in touch and providing the best service to the customers that we have, and ask for referrals and stuff. But like Jennifer said, by far the majority of our customers come from trade show.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it's a way to get in front of a lot of people in a short amount of time, and I'm sure with the amount of time that you guys have available to work your Amsoil business, you've got to, 3 or 4 day weekend, you can go and do a trade show and get in front of a few thousand people. We've had that same exact experience doing some of our shows here locally, too. So that definitely makes sense, especially somebody working full-time, you know. So you're doing trade shows, and you do work in the racing industry, and you do race. I get that question a lot of racers. You know, I don't do a lot of racing events. I'm not a racer kind of guy. But so we talked about how you've been racing for, what, about 20 years then or so? Or
yeah, yep.
Okay.
And before I started AMSOIL, another business that I had kind of on the side was I did performance boat work. I had my own dyno for boat. And I've been building engines for hot rods and boats and drag trotters and things for more than that 20 years, probably going on 30 now. And so that has, you know, led me into a lot of areas. And part of what we do when we're working with racers or pullers, anything high performance, it works really good for me because I know their language. I've been doing it for so long and in that field, and that comes natural to me, talking to them and knowing their language.
So you get questions that you can answer because you built the motor, and somebody comes up into me and asks me how AMSOIL does. I remember you talking about it at one of the AMSOIL University when you use that assembly lube. I wouldn't even know what assembly lube goes in, so I mean, I don't want to say that I'm just not what I'm into. So you can talk and know what products that AMSOIL has that's going to benefit them the most.
Right. And, you know, and I use all products right from putting the engines together to running them as hard as you can, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And how you guys have incorporated your racing with your AMSOIL business? You do some racing trade shows. So how else have you been able to incorporate that, you know, and get customers in that way?
Well, we on the truck itself, across the weight bar, we have our AMSOIL sticker across the weight bar with our information on there, our name and phone number. When we go to our events, we wear our AMSOIL racing shirt. That is our actual crew uniform. We just get right there from that. We also will take our booth, not our big trade show booth, but we'll take a good assortment of products and set up a little table next to our racing hauler, because most of the events we go to, they have what they call open pit. So all the race fans are walking through out there. You know, we'll have some stickers out there and just a little assortment of products so people can kind of see what we're using, and we'll talk to them about that. And one of the other major things that we do to incorporate our passion for racing and the racing industry with our AMSOIL business is we actually sponsor, we are a co-sponsor of the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Super Sprint Series here in Michigan. A very good friend of ours, who's also a commercial account, retail on the shelf account customer of ours, actually owns that racing series. And we got to talking to him, and he wanted to help us out. We wanted to help him out, and so we've just worked out a sponsorship that we work with them. So we're announced at, I think they have like 20-some races in the summer between Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and we're announced at all of those events. So, and most of the Super Sprint guys run our personal AMSOIL sticker that we had made on their cars as part of their contingency program that we help them with. So,
wow.
You know, we just kind of go out and do our thing that comes second nature, like Tom said, to him. So.
Cool. And so I guess that leads me to the next thing. You guys are announced at these, the events that you sponsor and the events that you're at. How do you work with other racers? Well, I mean, what do you guys do as far as, you sponsor them, you sell them products. How do you maximize your AMSOIL business with other racers?
Well, I guess the one thing I can say about racers are they're a different breed all on their own. No racer that I've ever met willingly talks about their secrets, you know, what makes them go, what makes their cars perform the way that they do. They're very secretive when it comes to that. So the first thing you have to do is you really have to gain their trust. And we don't sell to our pulling friends, but we quit trying to sell to them, and now they are actually coming to us and saying, hey, I heard this, I heard that. You know, we've done some trials with one of the guys that runs Grand National Series with the NDPA, actually uses our gear lube, but he did some testing with that and, you know, found what works with him. We have the advantage of most professional racing teams will qualify for your commercial account, and it kind of goes hand in hand that most of those guys are either farmers or they're businessmen, because that just seems to be what we're finding out. So they will qualify for, you know, a dealership or retail on the shelf account or a commercial account, but it's very easy once you start talking about the benefits. And if you can get them to run it in their toys, in their race equipment, they will put it in anything because they will spend money on that. So.
Well, cool. That's, you know, that's just, I guess, a great way to get in there. Like you say, build their trust. And, you know, they start using the products. If that, like you say, if they're using it in their race car, they're using it in everything. You know, that's a great way to, you know, get a customer for life, really, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I said, they're kind of different. A lot of them, when it comes to their engine, will be like, well, my engine builder said I have to run this. So don't always lead in with the RDE products. Don't always lead in with the racing engine oil products. Start with the gear loop. Those are huge, huge areas that almost all racers have issues with heat, whether they're, you know, circle track cars or drag cars. There's always an issue with the rear ends and the gears. It's a great product to start with, as well as the coolant boost. And for a lot of those applications, you know, especially the circ cars and stuff like that, that's a great application for those too. So start out with something small, you know, not so intrusive, because they are very protective of their engines. And start with those types of products. But you also need to know the products you're going in to talk to them about when you're doing it. And we've actually had a couple of racetracks. We've put our business cards up at different truck stops along our travels. And we've actually had a couple of different racetracks call us and say, hey, I'm putting on this big event, and I'm looking for some vendors. Would you like to come to my racetrack and put up a table? And if you get that opportunity, or maybe even if you have some racetracks around your area that are looking for that, by all means, set up your booth, because you still have all the spectators that come. Whether or not you actually get to the race team is another story, but it's a good way to start that process. And once they start seeing you at these places over and over, that's just a great trust builder between the racers and yourself, too.
They're gonna want to see that you're not going away. So one thing I want to say is when you start getting into that kind of an area, don't get discouraged if right at first you're not doing real well, because they do take a little while to get used to that. Okay, you're gonna be there, and you know you're earning their trust, and in the long term it pays off.
Okay. And that we found that with several of our groups here locally, like the car shows or whatever. It might take you coming to the event 3 or 4 times, or gun shows even. Even a $50 gun show you go to, if you go to it the second, third, fourth time, the you know same people go to that thing. They see you more than once, and then you're starting to build that. That's the whole thing. I think, you know, Jennifer and I have talked about how a customer's got to see you 7, 8 times before they actually will commit to buy. And that's the whole thing. They've got to see you out there 5, 6, 7 times before they'll actually come up and approach and ask you about what's this AMSOIL all about. You know, I've had that many a time. And, you know, some people go to different events. They might see a different AMSOIL dealer at every event. But if you can be at every one of those events, eventually that person decides to buy, you'll be the person. So hopefully the more events you do, the more times you'll have a chance to sell to those guys that take 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead. I was just going to say, you'd be amazed at how many racers, when you go to those events, when you do start getting in and talking with some of those guys, how many actually already use AMSOIL products that just don't advertise it. It's like I said, it's a weird secretive racer thing. Like, they don't want to give away their trade secret at what makes their team special. But we're actually shocked. We're finding out more and more of our polling friends and fellow competitors have been running Amsoil for years. But they don't tell you and they don't advertise it.
Oh, really? Okay. They're not all about it like we are, because we're trying to make some money from it. So that's okay. That's okay, too. We'll sponsor them and help them get the best products. And you know, you never know where that leads you to. So,
well, and that's, we find that's the first question I ask when they tell me that they're already running it. Where do you get it? A lot of them are buying just from whatever auto parts store that carries it, you know. And like Jennifer said earlier, a lot of these guys are farmers or they're business people. You wind up setting them up as an account where they're buying it wholesale. They're tickled to death, and pretty soon they're adding it into a lot more than just their race vehicles or pulling vehicles.
Okay, that makes total sense there. You know, really, real quick here, would you recommend new dealers to work with that racing scene? Would you, you know, if I'm a brand new dealer that signed up and I don't know anything about racing, would you recommend that, or would you recommend them to kind of build a business in a different way?
My advice to them would be, if they're comfortable, you know, even the biggest NASCAR fan out there could go sit down and talk with those guys, because they know more than they think they know. But you need to know your product, and you need to know the industry you're talking to, whether that's racing, farming, you know, a metal shop, gun shop, whatever. You need to know the industry you're going to talk to. So, yeah, can it be done? Yes, it can. Do you want it to make it your sole focus? Probably not. You need to build a very balanced book of business all across the board, which includes many different kinds of companies and accounts that way. But I would say, you know, go for it. Doesn't hurt to try, as long as you know the product you're talking about. You know, you stand as good a chance, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm sure I've said it before that, you know, go with what you're interested in. If you're not interested in racing, don't go after it just because you think you can make money at it. You know, go with what you like and what you kind of are interested in doing. You know, I'm into motorcycles. Not everybody is. So don't go try selling motorcycle oil right off the bat, because you really don't know what those people want and need. So
Correct. Are
you going to say something, Tom?
Well, I was going to say, find your niche. Everybody has exactly what you said, something that they're interested in. If they're interested in racing, don't be afraid of it. But know you're going to have to earn their trust, and it's going to take some time to do well. But find the niche that you're interested in, because, you know, Jennifer and I, we really haven't found our niche. We work in the trucking, we work in the automotive and racing, motorcycles. We haven't found any one thing that we want to settle into. But,
because we love it all.
Yeah. And the biggest thing you can do, if you love what you're doing, you're going to put more energy in it and you're going to do better because that's what you like doing.
Yeah, but Tom, you probably have a head start because you're like a gearhead, motorhead kind of guy, and you know a lot about it, you know, an engine's an engine, and you're into engines and making them go fast and all that other stuff. So you kind of fit with everything. And plus, you're a mechanic by your day job, so you're really – like a commercial account that you already understand how that works too. So you guys are already diversified. You probably didn't need a niche to get started in, like some dealers, you know, that might not be so focused on one area, you know. So you're already a head start. That's probably a good reason why you made, you know, DJ a lot faster than some people have as well, huh?
I think you're right. I think that is a very good way of looking at things. Because we can almost go to any industry and talk to them. You know,
yeah.
We can go to golf courses because they have mowers and Tom works on those mowers. Or we can go to a motorcycle show because, you know what, we're really into snowmobiles and we do want to get bikes someday. We just haven't settled on what we're going to do. But snowmobiles, motorcycles, pretty much the same thing, you know. So
power sports, power sports, yep.
Yeah. You
boats
know, so,
and then boats falls right into that, you know. And Tom was with the boat dyno thing, so he already knows about those and whatnot. Let's go on to personal products. What are you guys using? What are you using? I know you've got a couple of vehicles. I know you got a a Chevrolet truck. Do you still have that, or didn't it just get wrecked or something?
No.
Well, we had a deer with it, but it was minor. We still have that, and then we have a Bonneville, we have a Camaro, we have our hauler, which is a Cummins diesel semi-truck converted to a motorhome.
We've got snowmobiles, we've got quads, we've got
lawnmowers,
mowers, and golf cart, and, you know, chainsaws, weed whip,
our
cars that we drive.
I really think the only product we don't use is the European engine oil.
Yeah.
To be honest, we run just about every product that Amsoil has.
I have two loader tractors, actually, and like I say, it's easier to tell you what we don't run, and that's probably about the Europeans. We don't have anything foreign, but that's
wow.
about it.
Well, cool. So you pretty much run Amsoil and everything that you own. You're right, front to back, Amsoil, everything you own. I mean, that's pretty much given when you're at your level, I'm guessing.
Yes.
You know, you can't sell this product if you don't have it and everything that you own. Because inevitably, someone's going to come up to you and say, well, what do you have in your car, or what did it do for you? And if you can't honestly answer them, they're going to see through that, and they're going to be like, well, if it's not good enough for you to run, then I'm not going to run it. So first things first, and that's get everything that you own. And granted, it takes money to do that, so just do it in the increments that you can, but get it in everything that you own.
You know, we go to the Mid-America Truck Show, and I have a 2000 Freightliner Century Class semi-truck that we converted to a motorhome. And the people can ask, I've had, I don't know how many truck drivers come up and ask me, what do you run in your truck? Because we'll tell them that what we have for the motorhome, that's our hauler that we pull a pulling truck with also. And I say, I can take you right out in the parking lot and pull the dipstick. It's got Amsoil in it. Right there's the bypass filter that I have on it. And we run everything that there is.
Well, good. So you're running bypass filters, and I'm guessing you're doing oil analysis, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got some customers. I literally get probably, because they copy me on all the oil analysis that my customers, when we set them up, because I look at them too, so if I notice anything, I'll give them a call and talk to them about it. It's just all part of the customer service that I'm doing. But I get probably, on a slow week, 20 oil analysis. On a big week, I'll have 50, 60, 70 that come
wow.
to my email.
Wow. So you're like an expert on commercial and oil analysis and really extended oil drains. You get to see it in black and white. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep. And I didn't start out that way. I've learned it as we went along. And with oil analysis, before I got involved with Amsoil, we didn't do any oil analysis at work or anything. And so I've just learned that as we went along. And I'm very into learning the technical side of things. Everything Amsoil puts out, I'm looking at it. And, they put out a lot of information.
Well, and some of that information they put out on the spec sheets and everything, you can't really tell unless, you know, you tell a customer, well, how can I go 25,000 miles? Or how can I go this? How can I do that? You know, you probably could pull up 100 oil analysis and say, well, look, this is how you can go 40,000 miles or 50,000 miles. You know, Amsoil is just conservative with the 25,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially when you get into heavy equipment, trucks, off-road, you know, loaders, that kind of stuff that has bigger sumps in them, you would be amazed at the oil drain interval. We've got a lot of people running way past the 25,000 or 600-hour marks that Amsoil guarantees without oil analysis.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I see it.
And would you say, I guess, looking forward, and we're kind of, I don't know whether we're on topic or not, but looking forward in Amsoil and looking at, like, what you guys do with this commercial type of business and doing the oil analysis, and I know we went from racing to now you're over to the commercial side of it, But that kind of goes in with racing, too. I talk to racers and say, you should do oil analysis, then you know exactly what's going on. But I'm guessing not a lot of people are doing oil analysis. It's still this unknown art type of thing. But going forward, I think it's going to be even more important. And do you see that commercial accounts is like the dead zone for Amsoil? Everybody's like scared of commercial accounts. Ooh, they're scary, you know. Would you say that's the place to go?
For us, I love commercial accounts. They're my favorite. I'm not afraid of that at all. And I have given some oil analysis kits away because I'll have them. I always have them. If you'll give me a test, two vehicles, because one, you can have too many variables, you know, something go wrong. But if you go into a fleet and get them to try Amsoil in two vehicles, and I've given some oil analysis kits away because I'll say, you know, I'll do the oil analysis on it for, you know, for a given amount of period of time, and you have to decide what you're going to invest in them, getting them using our product. And I always test it with whatever oil they're running right now because I want to know if there's something wrong with that piece of equipment before we change it, you know,
yeah. So
that when we change the oil, they don't say, well, now look what happened. And, you know, if there's something wrong before you start, you say, whoa, wait, don't change it. You got to fix this first. And we'll do oil analysis and get them going and show them that they can extend the drain interval. They see the fuel economy increases. And after you do a few of those, pretty soon they're like, fine, we're going to switch our fleet or we're going to do, they take it over and go. So sometimes you got to work at it a little bit more than just, you know, just getting them to register for sure.
But I think you are right. Oil analysis is a huge part of any maintenance program, whether you're talking a race team right down to, you know, the local Rennet shop. If you do oil analysis, you can tell when something's going to happen. And the lab and Amsoil are both great. When you do have a problem with an analysis, you know, you can call them up and they'll talk to you about it. And they don't have a problem. And our tech services department are really great at interpreting those products or those problems on oil analysis. And we do have a few customers that it saved them from a catastrophic failure because they found the small thing happening before it turned into a big thing. And they were able to fix it and then move on. So, you know, race teams can do it. And in pulling what we do, we don't do an analysis so much, but like the super semis, those guys run the same oil all year. So it's good to know what's going on in their engine. So it's good on that end, too.
We've got some super semis. They hold, 20 gallons of oil, and they're making 4 to 45 100 horsepower, and I'll just say we've got them running Amsoil, and the oil analysis is coming back better than anything they've ever seen.
So.
Wow. Well, I know it performs. You know, I'm a believer. I don't. I've done some oil analysis. I don't focus on that. It sounds like maybe I should go buy me a few kits and go find some commercial accounts to. Convince over. It sounds like that's the way to go with finding commercial guys with fleets. That's for sure. You've spent a couple dollars and show them how to save money with Amsoil. You'll have them change it over in no time at all.
You know, it seems like most fleets already do some type of analysis program. The really cool thing about Amsoil's analysis program is it's an independent lab. Most of these other companies that have their own labs. So, you know, you can use that as a sales tool. You know, Amsoil doesn't do this analysis. They contract to an independent lab that does analysis. They're going to tell you they don't care what oil is in that piece of equipment. You can still use our analysis kit and send it to that lab, and they'll tell you if it's good or bad. We actually had one customer, their oil rep or their oil analysis rep told him, he kept hammering him, well, why is this coming back this way when, you know, Polaris Labs, which is the lab that Amsoil uses, is coming back this way. Why do you guys keep saying this? And he hammered him and finally just wore the guy down. He's like, listen, I get paid by Company X to sell their oil. And he just turned around and walked away. So basically he was saying he'll make those reports say whatever Company X wants those reports to say so they can sell more oil. Amsoil will not do that.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a top secret information there that I didn't even know myself. I knew that it was contracted out to several labs, but that's a great selling tool that we know we're not biased. We're not doing our oil analysis in house and putting down whatever numbers we want. That's numbers that are put out by that lab that creates it, and that's worth a lot. I didn't even know that myself. So
yeah.
Excellent. Well. Last couple things here. Let's talk about the open house that you went to, and then we'll close out, and then future of Amsoil and the convention. So you guys just came back from the open house in Chicago. Tell us about it.
Yep. Well, ours was the last one. Ours in Vegas was the last open house. So pretty much we didn't get anything new because all the new stuff's already been announced. But it was still great to go there and hear what they had to say about the future of the company, the expansion that they've done at the different warehouses, where we're headed in the future. They did talk about the convention that's coming up and how, you know, they are going to do a shortened core technology program, which we are, Tom and I, you know, we're DJs. We've been to AU enough times, but we are going to go back again this year. We're going to do the core technology because that's always changing. You know, it's not just about this is what it is and this is the oil that we have. It's always changing. And so we're going to be out there to go through that as well as stay for the convention. Highly recommend anytime corporate puts on any event, whether it's the fall sales meeting like they did at the warehouses or any type of, you know, regional meeting right all the way up to AU and the convention, if you are serious about building your business and investing in yourself, you need to not make any more excuses. You need to go to these events, period.
We also, after the presentation at the warehouse in Chicago, we had a dealer meeting. We had several of our downline dealers there, along with another direct jobber. We teamed up with him, and he had some of his downline with him. So we had a pretty good group. We had lunch and had a dealer meeting, went over a lot of topics of things that some of my downline's been asking questions, and we haven't got high tech enough to do conference calls like this. I think this is a really good idea, but so we used that opportunity and got more of our downline to come to the open house and then to our dealer meeting afterwards.
Well, excellent, and I heard you had Craig Hamrick there, the other expert in commercial and industrial lubrication. So talk about a high-powered team. I'm sorry that I missed that. I would have came just to hear you two speak at the dealer training thing. You should have announced that so I could have came.
I spotted you too, but you weren't available, so... But
well, you know, we were all intents and purposes to go to one of those events, and we happened to have family in Florida, and somehow we got miscommunicated on when the time in Florida was, and Alicia booked the tickets and went to Florida, and we were going to go to the Florida event, and which is the wrong time. We were down there this last weekend, so we kind of got screwed out of both of them. You know, we missed the Florida event, and then we did it during the Chicago event, because I definitely would have come to that. So
yeah,
I'm glad you guys had a good time at that.
Go ahead.
So I'm glad you had a good time at the Chicago event, and I agree. Anytime you can get with other Amsoil dealers is a good time. Anytime you can go see the warehouse and see all the products that you can order to have, you know, shipped back to your house is always a good thing, and get a chance to meet with the corporate guys that are helping us sell more products. That's a bonus. So I agree. Going forward, I guess we'll talk about the convention then real quick. I know you guys are going, right?
Yep, we are. We're going for the core technology and the convention.
Okay, and dealers still have time if they can go to the convention, but if they'd like to go as a DJ, they get the extra special stuff. There's still time to make DJ and get to the extra special stuff, right?
There is, because the convention is in July, because it is the anniversary party. So you have right up until June
right up
to
until
get
June.
Your... May, June, and July.
So,
and actually, the year that we hit DJ, we hit it May, June, or that was in May, but we hit it just before we went, so we were able to attend those things. So, excellent.
Well, and I, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys, of course. We always pal around together at AU and take the classes together and have a good time. And we won't talk about Vegas because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But that was the DJ convention 2 years ago. But the future of AMSOIL, I know you guys are pretty young. You know, you're like us, you know, just getting started. Where do you see the future of AMSOIL, and where do you think you'll be in 10 years?
Oh, in 10 years? Obviously, I won't be working a 40-hour-a-week job for someone else. I will be working completely for myself.
Both of us will, by the way.
AMSOIL is committed to the dealers and the dealer network. They have assured us of that. Al made sure that this dealer network will never go away. And the world is moving towards synthetics. You know, horsepower, emissions, all of those things. The market is going to explode within the next 10 years. I wholeheartedly believe that. And there is business for everyone.
AMSOIL has made the statement several times that they've had double-digit growth for the last 20 years, I believe is what they said. Our personal growth has been over 20% each year for the last 3 years, I think. I foresee that to continue that same direction. AMSOIL is putting everything out there to enable us to be able to do that. You look at the advertising they're doing. You know, even when we first started, which wasn't that long ago, you had to explain to people what AMSOIL was. You don't have to do that anymore. They already know what it is. Maybe not know all the benefits and stuff, but the growth of the company and the growth of the dealers is going to continue going just like it is. The economy being down and stuff hasn't hurt our business at all.
No.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I agree.
Yeah. Like Tom was saying with the advertising doing, this weekend in Chicago, we were out. We were at a sports bar after dinner with some of the dealers that were with us, and huge big screen TVs, and the Monster Energy Series Supercross is on, and AMSOIL flashed on that screen. I don't know how many times in that hour we sat there. So I mean, it's out there in the most conspicuous of places. You know, if any page you land on the internet anymore seems to have an AMSOIL banner ad from corporate. I was on the women's shopping site, and there was an AMSOIL ad right there. So they are everywhere, and they're stepping that up to make us money. As well, like I heard you talking about the installer program and the lookups and things like that they've got online. That's all driven for us. They're doing that to drive people to us and our customers, and they're committed to it.
Exactly. You can't buy AMSOIL except through an AMSOIL dealer. So, you know, if you're not T1, if you're not showing up in the T1, if it's not your customer, you know, they're going to send the customer to somebody. So why not be you? You know, why not have that be your customer? All that advertising and all that stuff. And as far as I know, there's no other home-based company out there that has the type of system that we have. The advertising, the commercial retail program, and you know, the dealer program is just icing on the cake. It's awesome. And, you know, I'm excited as you guys are. You know, the next 10 years, you know, young folks like us, and it don't matter if you're young or old, really, the next 10 years are just going to explode in AMSOIL. I keep telling people if I had to go, you know, 40 years ago and drive to the factory and put it in the back of my car and come back and no advertising, it's just amazing now, and I'm excited as ever with the prospects, and more people are understanding synthetics, and more people are understanding AMSOIL and the advantages of using our products. And that 10%, you know, you just think if it goes from 10 to 20% in synthetics, our business will more than double. And it's just a huge, people just can't understand that it's a huge marketplace out there that we have the ability to sell into.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you guys getting on the call. We went over a little bit, I guess, by about 40 minutes. That's okay. It was an excellent call. I enjoyed interviewing you guys. I think you guys are set to go to the next level. I'm kind of scared I have to get to work because you might pass me up with all the stuff you're doing and working a 40-hour week. I don't even have an excuse anymore. What's my excuse? I don't have one. So you guys are doing an excellent job in your AMSL business, and I definitely look up to you guys, and that's why I had you on the call tonight. I appreciate you following in and telling us a little bit what you do with some of the dealers on the team. We have people new and old getting on and listening and wanting training, and this is some excellent training. We'll give this to you to share with your dealers. So hopefully your dealer network and your dealers will understand more about what you guys are about. And I know you, Tom, and Jennifer are really customer service oriented, and you really do want to help the customer. And I appreciate it. Thanks for getting on the call tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. And you just got to know, too, we watch what you're doing because you're doing an excellent job with your team. And we're learning as much from you or more than what you're getting from us.
Oh, well, I just try to help everybody I can. And, some things I'm good at, I'm probably not as good at the oil analysis as you, and you're probably not as good at the free teleconference that I am, you know. So we'll help each other. How's that sound?
There you
That's
go.
Great.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night. I took it off mute, so if everybody liked this call, tell Tom and Jennifer thank you and have a good night.
Thank you, Tom and Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Appreciate it.